Sincerely.
D-W-G-G.
Shmang, shmang, pow, pow. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Saucy Sunday. We raping everybody out here. Shish. Yeah. First of all, that beat is whack as fuck. And I've been busy doing beneficial tracks and stuff. It's not that I thought I was too big for the song, but why would I help some niggas that's hated me all along? Guns drawn when you say my name. That shit is crazy, dang. How you gon' act like I didn't create the AZ lane? I introduced you to Bootleg, and he said you gay. Corny as fuck, and your band songs are super lame. Top cap 500 plays in a day, with 5 rappers on it, goddamn, what a shame. I get that in a minute before I finish my sentence. So why would I have my people come listen to what you spitting? You claiming you better different. Let me give the specifics. 3/4 of your followers found you cause futuristic. You opened up my sold out show. When I told you rip it, you didn't wanna go first. Call me and threw a bitch you're like,
I don't know bro, there's like 1,000 people coming, and I'm only gonna rap for 400 something.
Now you out here and you acting like you running, when in fact this little faggot couldn't catch it if I pun it. Now let's keep it 100, how'd you get on Team Backpack? Who did that first? Tell me where your facts at. Your biggest video is smaller than my smallest. 11,000 views, I get that on a Snapchat. And isn't my producer admin on your Facebook to do your marketing and help you get a great look? And don't you ask my DJ to spin for you now. He do it for the load and try to help you out. You really making me proud with the shit you putting out. I mean it's dope, it just sucks that it ain't getting around, cause you ain't left the town. I done like 7 tours, top 10 on iTunes, and I'm still moving around. I came to Cali to extend the things I started. Then as soon as I left, you little bitches started barking. Like now you got the crown and the city on your back. 2015 is your year and you still chasing after Zach. Matter of fact, didn't you just call me up about a week ago, begging to get on the track with me and all my people, bro? Asked me for advice like every night and I was speaking, bro. Other than me, you the only nigga I believed in, bro. I'm eating and you starving in the city, though. And who the fuck shoots all your videos? You lucky I'm not a nigga that's scheming. He's my roommate, I could walk in this fucking room and delete him. Shanita told me he was talking, I couldn't believe it. I'm happy for you niggas dreaming, I hope you achieve it. It would've been cool if that's the way I was treated, but nobody showed me love from the second I started speaking. So I left, got a buzz elsewhere and came back. I ain't never made a post by putting AZ on the map. I let my work do it, I let my fans prove it. And speaking to prove it, I included you in that. So it's kinda whack for you to diss me. I know you get emotional, just text me if you miss me.
Damn, that's kinda weird, this nigga just text me. Hold on, I'ma read it. It's like,
I don't know if the trolling got to you or not with that verse, but I feel like you more than anyone knows what it is. Didn't mean any disrespect, all for fun and competition.
And I ain't about to say your name, I know you probably wished it. So you can tag yourself if you that desperate for attention. And know this ain't subliminal, they know just who I'm dissing. It's all love, bro, friendly competition, right?
23 making more money than your mother. Took some uppers, now I'm bouncing around the club just like I'm Flubber. And I travel like a trucker, all my shows is doing numbers. I've been good for about 4 years, Oklahoma City Thunder.
And that should make you feel good.
It feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good. But if it don't, I got some other shit that's still good.